Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is March 20th, 2016. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Another week has gone by in the presidential campaign horse race, and several more states have made their choices. After last Tuesday's multi-state primaries, the presidential race has apparently congealed around businessman Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, both of whom notched key wins and built on their respective delegate leads. At this point, the takeaway is that, barring some amazing change in the course of events, it's gonna be Hillary versus the Donald. Last Tuesday's delegate total was large enough to become a make-or-break for more than one campaign, which indeed it was. Marco Rubio is gone from the scene. So, what were the planets doing on March 15th? Well, there was something really interesting going on in the zodiac. Mercury, the planet of making decisions, in other words, voting, was exactly opposite Jupiter, the planet of beliefs and ideologies. Jupiter itself is retrograde, an indication of beliefs being taken in a very personal way, in other words, self-righteousness. So, retrograde Jupiter directly opposing Mercury, the planet of making decisions, on a day of voting, tells us what was motivating the voters while they made their choices. For the Dems, Hillary swept the five primaries, winning three of them by large margins. So what happened, Bernie? The negative transits of Mars and Saturn affecting his astrology chart tell the story. Two malefics aspecting his natal Jupiter, Uranus, and Saturn weren't going to do him any favors. On the Republican side, Trump won in three out of five and tied Cruz in one, giving up only Ohio to favorite son John Kasich, who got his first and only win. In Trump's chart, note that, on the day of the voting, Venus, the planet of love, a naturally benefic planet, was nearly directly opposite from and thus sending good energy to Trump's natal ascendant degree, indicating some favorable outcome for him. One outstanding feature of the past week has been the escalating violence, both in word and deed, at Donald Trump's campaign rallies. Trump's fiery rhetoric and seeming endorsement of the violence, combined with the willingness of his supporters to express their feelings in a physical way, resulted in fists flying, reporters dragged to the ground, cops wielding pepper spray, a near riot in Chicago, and protesters blocking a highway in Arizona. So what is going on here? A look at the USA chart gives us some clues. Note the double transit of Mars and Saturn in the 12th house. The 12th house is the house of conspiracies, foreigners, terrorists, secret plots, as well as, representing the underbelly of society, mob psychology, unexpressed emotions. Mars is the planet of violence, and Saturn is the planet of fear and control. Both are natural malefic planets, which together bring the energy of ruthlessness. Another clue to the violence can be found in the Donald's own astrology chart, where Mars, planet of conflict, is quite prominent in his ascendant, and which is, in fact, activated at this time in his life, thus bringing challenging circumstances and the desire to fight back. After last Tuesday's vote count showed that Trump was pulling further ahead, the establishment Republicans are talking even more seriously about a contested convention. No, they're not just talking. They are plotting, scheming, having closed-door meetings about how to take the nomination away from Trump. Trump's response? If I am denied the nomination, there could be riots. Really? So, since with astrology we can look into the future, let's take a look at what the planets will be doing during the Republican Convention, July 18th to the 21st. Mars is the planet of conflict, fighting, arguments. So, if it's to be a contested convention, there would be some serious Mars action happening. Is there? Nope. Mars is strong in the first degree of its own sign, Scorpio, but it isn't opposing anything, and it isn't involved with any other planet except a very remote conjunction with Saturn. How about Uranus, the planet of rebellion and disruption? Uranus is at the very edge of Aries, at the very beginning of the zodiac, but again, Uranus is not interacting with anything. On the other hand, what do we see? A Venus-Mercury conjunction. In other words, the planet of harmony is combining with the planet of making rational choices and consensus. So, looks like by July, the issues will be resolved, and the Republican nominating convention will be more or less a conventional calm affair. In yet another nomination situation, right on the heels of last week's primaries, President Obama got started on his own nominee war by announcing his candidate for the Supreme Court, Merrick Garland, the current Chief Justice of the D.C. Federal Appeals Court. As promised, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell declared he would prevent Obama's nominee even coming to a vote in the Senate, since he believes that the choice of the next Supreme Justice should be left up to the next president, whoever that may be. The astrology chart of the time of the announcement gives some clues about where this is going. So we see that Taurus, a rather conventional sign, is in the ascendant, and its ruler, Venus, is in the 10th house of success with Neptune, planet of dreams, and Mercury, planet of decisions. But Jupiter, the significator of judges and judgment, is retrograde in the 4th house of results. And then there's the worrisome combination of Mars and Saturn in the 7th house of the opposition, indicating a rather ruthless, determined opposition. So, nothing happens at this point, but based on the strength of the 10th house and the situation with Jupiter, eventually, yes. Okay, that'll do it for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.